This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And today we have another talk from Brighton SEO 2013. This time it's Alida Solis, international SEO consultant, talking about must-dos and don'ts in going international. All coming up in Internet Marketing.
Thank you. Hola. Esta sesión va a ser en español. No, it's a joke. It's not going to be in Spanish. Hola. Well, that you're starting to go international. I like that. That's good to start. So I have only 15 minutes. I have 60 slides. I am going to try to go as fast as possible because I really want to cover the whole thing and that you, after this session, have all of the criteria and all of the most important factors in consideration to go international. And you can see it's something fun and can be quite profitable also for your business, okay? So taking your SEO abroad. I am Alida Solis, you already know that. Let's go international. International, right? Other cultures, different languages, unknown countries. You might be a little bit afraid. It's normal. Nonetheless, the world is smaller than you think, okay? It's just about putting together dots. Think about what put all of the world and the cultures together, and to be able to really answer some few questions that will really help us to get along with the SEO international SEO process. No? So the first one is, do I have international potential? Because it's what happens also a little bit with mobile. Let's go abroad. Let's translate our website to Spanish or to French or to American English. It's different, right? So you may want to see if this can be really suitable for your business, if there is really a good audience out there, that if you do this, you're going to get a lot of requests or you are going to get a lot of conversion from your site. So the first thing is to go and check your analytics. Take a look at your analytics and answer questions such as, what is the percentage of your traffic coming from other countries? What is the trend? Which are the keywords? What are the landing pages that are ranking there? What is the type of content or information that is actually required or right now from your audience, right now, the one that you still not are doing anything to get, but your present site is already getting, right? So you may also want to take a look also about the trends and different percentages from different sources, not only from organic, but also direct and referrals, to take a look a little bit in which social networks, in which other website from your community or your industry you are already popular in these other sectors, these other countries out there, and in other languages. Again, the international traffic may be coming from keywords that are even in your current language, in English, for example, because there's a lot of people also looking for English and looking in English, searching in English language because they know that they might get even more results, even if they are searching from abroad. So take a look at the behavior, though. The behavior may not necessarily be the same than the one that you have at the moment with the searches within your own country. Also, you should go to Google Master Tools. This is another great tool to verify which are the keywords on top pages that are already giving you visibility internationally. There's this filter. Take a look at this filter. Just select this filter to check out which are the top countries there, which are the top countries that are already providing you visibility. And take a look a little bit of the queries and top pages and also the click-through rate that these have, because you may be able to identify the gaps that for some reason you're already shown in other countries' results, but people is not clicking on your results. That means that maybe you are not as relevant or maybe you're not really connecting with them because you are not still speaking the language that they need to, and or offering the specific content that they are looking for. So this is something that you really need to take into consideration. And also, something very important is not only that you check what you already have, but what you may be able to get if you decide to go international, really. This is what we have seen before. It's your starting point, but you want to really verify what is out there, the potential that you have. So you should go to the good keyword tools and also be able to verify with all other tools like SEMrush and the one from all the tools that also provide international filters, Ubersuggest too, for example. So just be sure to select these filters well to verify the volume of searches, of queries that are coming from these other countries. And you can take as an input the keywords that you have identified that are already providing you traffic from these countries before. So not only take a look at the volume itself, but also the trend that is coming from these countries and how these keywords change over time, because you can really check out also difference with seasonality here. Also, other important measures like how distributed are these keywords and the volumes coming from the different languages and countries. Because you may also identify that there's a lot of potential with Spanish, but Spanish might be talking a lot of countries, as it does. So you might be also want to verify really the differences between the distribution and the volume that you can have in different countries, so you can see if it is really required of, it is really suitable for you to just focus on some countries and then go from there in your international SEO process. So also other tools, as I mentioned before, like SEMrush, and with all of this information, your starting point, your potential, you can answer this question. It is suitable for me to go international. Do I have already enough potential, enough volume, the potential traffic that I might get by having my content and my offering focused to these international audiences? Is going to be profitable? Is the investment that I will do will be covered by the benefits that I will get? If so, well, we can go ahead. If not, still, that doesn't mean that you don't need to take care of international right now. You can even buy the CCTLDs of the countries with more potential just to cover your backs for the future and to secure your brand for the future and also set some alerts. So when international traffic coming from different countries or for different languages, go beyond 10%, for example, of your total traffic, you are alerted with Google Analytics. And you know that now is time to go abroad, right? So the second question that you need to answer after this one is, how can I target my international audience? It's not only about translating the content and that's it. We can have language targeting and also geographic country targeting. Language targeting is when, with your business model, it doesn't make any difference if one person is in one country or the other. It's about the language, really, and the content in general. Or that because your audience well distributed, for example, Spanish, all Latin America, not only in Mexico or not only in Argentina in this case. So you want to focus first on the language. And maybe the next step is going per country, focusing per country. So you have these two choices. Once you verify one of the other, we'll also have a much more clearer view how your website is going to be organized and a structure targeting or languages or countries. We are going to see that a little bit after. And then you can also take a look at the studies of how people behave, what is the penetration of different services, the seasonality in this type of countries. And you can go back also to your analytics. And for these specific countries, take a look again of the keywords, of the conversion rates, the endorsement that you get from this type of traffic, and how beneficial they are. You can go to Google Trends and verify the seasonality, which are the holiday seasons in these countries, how people behave, really. So what's the search behavior in general of this audience? Also, you will always need local support, not only from a language perspective, but also because even if I am a Spanish speaker, my Spanish might be a little bit different from other countries because of some specific words. So if you are targeting the country, you may want to use those specific terms. The terminology here is very important. So besides getting native support, it's very important that you validate with some tools, like for example, Lexipedia for English, amazing. You know, English is not my native language, and sometimes I need to give advice to British clients, and I need to verify, well, the type of terms that are used here and not in America, for example. These things are very, very important to connect with the audience, to speak their own in their own terms. And also, take a look a little bit of the competition that you may win, you may have with one terms or the others. And the tool for of SEOmoz, the keyword competition tool, is great for that because it also supports it in the international. There are a lot of tools that you don't even, you are not even aware that's already support international and you may want to use. So you can see here who are the competitors in those countries, because it does give you a list of the websites that are already ranking there. And you need to take into consideration, and you can take a look how they are doing, which are the offerings that they are providing, how they are connecting with their users. And also, go to the Google Display Network profile of the website and take a look a little bit of the profile of the users that are there already. And this will be your audience too. So now you will have a much better understanding of how to connect with this audience, how they behave, what you should provide specifically. And the third question, how can I develop an international site now? You have seen that you have potential, you have validated that, you know how to connect with this audience. And now you need to know the technicalities. How I need to build my website so it's SEO friendly for them. So you have language targeting, you have country targeting. The ideal situation for country targeting is CTLDs, for sure, but not always possible. So the next option will be directories. And if you have language targeting, you have directories and also subdomains, which is also a third option for country targeting. You can take a look here later. I will share my slides, because all of them have pros and cons. One of them, for example, CCTLDs, will provide you, of course, the local signal that is necessary. And at some point, it might not be suitable because you need much more investment, of course. This will be totally different sites. So you will need to spend much more building the popularity or enhancing the popularity of 10 sites instead of just one domain with 9 subdirectories. So all of them have pros and cons. You really need to take a look at these characteristics that you can have with each one, see how it compensates and how it fits your requirements, your interests, your capabilities too. So if you are not capable to use CCTLDs, but subdirectories or subdomains, for example, and you need to geolocate because you want to target a specific country, you can use the Google Master Tools geolocation feature. If it is possible, if you are going with a CTLD and want to target a specific country, then locate, host your website locally to have a local IP, since it is an additional signal of popularity, of relevancy towards that specific country. SRLang tag with a specific language, and if you are targeting also a specific country, you can add it here on the heads of your HTML, referring one to the other version. So Google knows that maybe you have two versions in English, and these two pages are not really a duplication of one another. But this is your English version for the UK, and this is the English version for Australia, and this is the English version for the United States. And you can add it this. Yeah, yes, it's your tool, great tool. If you want to add this, you can add this to sitemap too, to the sitemap, XML sitemap. And there's this really great tool that will facilitate the process. You can download it, use it for free, it's great. So, and what happens with the typical factors, right? Your titles, your descriptions, the headings, the content, everything needs to be localized. Give hints, local addresses, the telephone, currency. Everything needs to be localized to connect with your user, and of course, give more hints to Google that you are popular and you are targeting to this country specifically. Something important. Your international structure needs to be crawlable, need to have their own home, their own directories, their own CCTLDs. Don't show everything with cookies or with scripts in the same URLs. Unfortunately, there are big situation of big sites are still doing that for some reason. And you are losing a lot of opportunity because this content sometimes is not even indexable. It's not findable by the user. Also, instead of automatically redirect the user, give them the choice. I love that when I enter to Amazon.com from Spain, I am not automatically redirected to Amazon.es, but I am given the choice in a very user-friendly way, not interstitial, no pop-ups, no, not good for user experience neither, but in this way, that there's a most suitable version for me and that I might also want to check this site instead of the .com version, right? And you may also want to identify which are the influencers for your sector in these countries. So, for example, social crawlytics is amazing for this. Go and crawl your competitors. Let's see which is the content in these other languages that is more popular, in which social network is your audience really participating and really engaging. And we follow along, you can also do that to find your influencers, because there this field where you can specify the area, the location of the user. And again, track your results. Most all of the tracking tools right now, the ranking tools, offer the possibility to rank, to track the rankings for international results from Authority Lab, web-based, and Advanced Web Ranking to provide this possibility. You need to track and really need to see if the activity and the conversion and the performance that you are getting from this country is that what you expected. Don't expect to have everything perfect from the start. It's okay to start little by little and to optimize the process along you get to know more the country, the language, the specific of this international market, right? So by following all of these guidelines, you will be able to really develop an SEO-friendly website for your international adventure. It was not that difficult, right? I will share this, don't worry, so you can take a look at some specific characteristics much more closely. But in general, it's like that. So it's time to take off and go international. Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.